Good evening, Chuckers, and welcome to the fourth part of my trilogy, Exploration, Tips and Tricks with Commander Chicks. So you scan systems until you're seeing double, your fingers are sore and raw and you're hot ass, and you're having dreams about scanning gate MCs in your sleep. All that lovely cartographic data snugly tucked away and safely in your bulging databanks. But remember, truckers, there's no problem in space that you can't make worse. So here are six things that are most likely to kill you and how to avoid them. First, neutron stars. Serious explorers just avoid these. No, really. They don't net you much in the way of cash, 20,000 credits or so, more than main sequence stars, but still, stellar peanuts. They're pretty to look at, I'll admit, but at best they damage your ship, and at worst, they kill you. Neutron jet cones are like rickety fairground rides and mopeds. They're fun to ride until it all goes Pete Tong and ends in tears and the rebuy screen. So if you must dabble in neutron cones, do it on the way out when your databanks are empty, not on the way back. It'll only make you cry and feel foolish. Just simply turn off non-sequence stars in your galaxy map and you'll never encounter one. Second on our list of calamities, high G planets and Class D thrusters do not mix well. Yes, you'll regret the weight saving you made on those feeble D-rated thrusters as you helplessly plummet planetward, watching your altitude increasingly decay no matter how manically you waggle your joystick and mash the reverse thrust button. Right, Flossie? Just stop all that panicky nonsense, sit back in your pilot's seat and reflect calmly as you spread yourself across the planet's surface like human marmite, losing both your ship and all that lovely data. As the sweetness of your 80-plus light-year jump range is tempered by the rebuy screen of bitterness, just remember that those tiny Class 3 shields and Class D thrusters will not save your Explorer Conda from a high-G world. So if you find yourself in need of some materials for synthesis and decide to pop down to the surface to pew-pew some rocks in your SRV, first check the gravity of the planets in the system map or in the planetary approach heads-up display. It's right there, right in front of you, so there's no excuse. Killer number 3 won't occur often, but when it does, you'll be glad you packed a spare flight suit. Jumping into a system is normally fine, even at maximum speed. Just roll your ship, pitch down to avoid the star, while simultaneously hitting the honk button and fuel scoop away. It's automatic. You can do it with your eyes closed. But once in 1,000 jumps or so, that flash over your shoulder will tell you that you just jumped smack in between two stars. Your canopy will fill with a fiery stellar hell, accompanied by warning alarms, flashing lights, and COVAS statements of the bleeding obvious about your ship overheating. Smokes and sparks will rise from your instrument panel, accompanied by an acrid burning smell from your graphics card. Then you'll explode and die penniless, or crispy. But it doesn't have to be this way, just have a heatsink handy. I find the best and quickest way is to set your second fire group to launch a heatsink on primary fire. I prefer this safeguard as I sometimes suffer from negligent discharge, I mean of heatsinks, of course, which happens when they are assigned only to a single key or switch. Making them a two-step operation prevents this. Yes, you can synthesize more heatsinks out in the black, but they require manufactured components which are hard to come by out there, so use them sparingly. If you can jump in at maximum speed, roll, pitch down, recognize your impending fiery doom, switch fire groups, launch a heatsink, switch back fire groups to honk the system, and all before you have finished fuel scooping, you truly are a certified steely-eyed elite explorer. Now try SCE to orcs. At number 4, stellar phenomenon can be nice to look at, but can also be bloody dangerous. So you spotted some weird object on your scanner and you drop out of supercruise to take a look. You'll make 50,000 credits for scanning the first of each type in each galactic region and 2,000 credits thereafter for repeat sightings. To scan them, you need to get close enough to use your short-range composition scanner, and this is where it can get tricky. Many of these objects rotate, and the unwary commander could get swatted in much the same way as the noob hammers of some Coriolis stations in the bubble. Also, if like me, you confuse your reverse thrust with your boost button, because you hardly ever use them in the black, you'll probably ram the thing and you'll lose. This is the moment you realise three things. These objects are solid, 3A shields are largely ornamental, and that adrenaline is a nasty shade of brown. Be careful around these things. Penultimately, pirates. Not the jolly singing Gilbert and Sullivan modern Major General types, but the mean-spirited, I've come a long way for what's in your cargo hold type, sporting scars, badly spelled tattoos, eye patches, who are only too keen to give your cargo hold a jolly good rogering. So make yourself less attractive. I mean your ship, not you. Several decades of late nights and hard living has done that for most commanders, so you don't need any further advice from me on the matter. Don't fit any cargo racks so you can't carry any cargo. If you've got nothing to steal, you won't get robbed and it'll maintain your jump range. Don't bother picking up cargo on planets as the attention it draws on your return isn't worth it. Why risk billions in carto data for a few thousand credits, weighing in some random junk you happened across on a planet's surface that you've aimlessly carted around for the last 20,000 light years? The chances are it's either illegal, stolen, or both, all of which can get you killed by the first system authority ships you encounter in faster, better, and more official ways. Carrying weapons out in the black is pointless. Most of the time there isn't anyone to shoot at, and on the rare occasion that there is, they'll have bigger and better weapons than you, and more of them. They'll also have more shields and armour into the bargain. So just run. If you get caught, submit to the interdiction, and then run. The chances are you'll have a much greater jump range, so even if they try to weight scan you, they'll never be able to follow. Use your jump range near the bubble to get into an occupied space on the way out and into a nice safe station on the way back. Don't loiter in bubble systems and invite attention. You aren't equipped to deal with it other than by running away. Lastly, docking. While not as redonkulously difficult as it was in our galaxy's dimly remembered past, nevertheless it still prevents the final hurdle of doom for any weary explorer. You can land manually, of course, but if you've been in the black for any length of time, you'll be rusty. So will your docking computer if you have one. Make sure you restore its integrity to 100% using your auto field maintenance unit in the right-hand menu panel. You did fit one, didn't you? It's been a while since you docked, so take your time. Not until you hear the reassuring thunk of the docking clamps and the
"Welcome to the station, Commander"
from that jolly northern woman are you finally home. Now it's time to hear the reassuring tinkle of ice in a glass and the fizz of your first mega gin and tonic, accompanied by a percussive, soothing as you cash in all that lovely data. And if you don't want hecklers, just remember not to do it in the middle of a radio show. For the mug.